I'm Marco Werman. This is The World. We've been following the spread of oil in the Gulf of Mexico this week. Time for a quick update. The pipe from the wrecked BP oil rig is still gushing.
Initially, it was 1,000 barrels a day. Now the reports are 5,000 barrels a day and maybe more. At that rate, we're looking at a disaster that could be significantly greater than what we saw with the Exxon Valdez.
That's attorney Richard Arsenault, who represents a group of Louisiana shrimpers on the Gulf. Officials have said that the ultimate solution for the huge oil leak is to drill what's called a relief well, 3.5 miles below the seafloor. That could take 90 days. With 5,000 barrels of oil leaking per day over 90 days, well, there are almost 35 gallons per barrel, so that could mean nearly 16 billion gallons of crude oil spilling into the sea. As Interior Secretary Ken Salazar said earlier this week, that's going to affect many people and animals in the region.
At the end of the day, this is the beginning of a campaign for what's going to be a massive restoration of the Gulf Coast.
The same thing was said about rebuilding New Orleans after Hurricane Katrina, a massive restoration of the city. That restoration is happening, slowly, but between Katrina and the oil, southern Louisiana is marked by suffering.